Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature twin spins of four different Motown artists, each artist having at least two number one songs. This half hour, we'll hear from Lionel Richie, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Four Tops, and Diana Ross. Well, first up, Lionel Richie and All Night Long, All Night, right here on Motown Memories.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
With Tom Fallon.
A thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. 'Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. 'Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
If I were your woman,
if I were your woman,
you were my woman.
Fallon.
A Motown memory from Glass Night and the Pips, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, and they reached number one both on the pop and rhythm blues charts from 1973. Before that, Gladys and her Pips with If I Were Your Woman, and they reached number one in the United States rhythm blues charts from 1971. Before that, Lionel Richie and Hello, number one in the United States in both the pop and rhythm blues charts. Also number one in the UK, number one in Australia, number one in the Netherlands, number one in Switzerland, and number one in Ireland in 1984. And we started with Lionel Richie's All Night Long, All Night, number one in both the pop and rhythm blues charts in the United States, and number one in Australia in 1983. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, featuring twin spins of some great Motown artists that had at least two number one songs. Well, coming up, The Four Tops and Reach Out, I'll Be There. Well, Reach Out, I'll Be There was taken from The Four Tops' fourth studio album entitled Reach Out, and it was written and produced by Motown's main production and writing team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. The song is one of the best-known Motown tunes of the 1960s, and is today considered the Four Tops' signature song. It was the number one song on the Little Blues charts for 2 weeks, and on the Billboard Hot 100 charts for 2 weeks, from October 15th to the 22nd, 1966. Rolling Stone magazine ranked Reach Out, I'll Be There as number 206 on its list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. While Four Tops lead singer Levi Stubbs delivers many of the lines in the song in a tone that some consider straddles the line between singing and shouting, as he did in 1965 song I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. Well, Four Tops singer Duke Fakir recalled in 2004 that Eddie Holland realized that when Levi Stubbs hit the top of his vocal range, it sounded like somebody hurting, so he made him sing it right up there. Well, here is the Four Tops, and Reach Out, I'll Be There, right here on Motown.
Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
It's all in the game.
Yeah.
Town Memories with Tom Fallon.
I got
Twin Spin from Diana Ross. That's I'm Coming Out. And they reached number one in the dance and disco charts in 1980. Before that, Diana and I'm Still Waiting, reaching number one in the UK and number one in Ireland from 1971. Before that, a twin spin from the Four Tops, It's All in the Game, number one in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States in 1970. And we started the set with the Four Tops and Reach Out, I'll Be There, number one in both the pops and rhythm and blues charts in the United States in 1965. This hour, we feature twin spins of different Motown artists, all artists having at least two number one songs.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.